Let's talk to Sarita up in Canada. Hi.
Hi.
Talk about, you know, how long you've been in the den and how you're using it and the clients that you've gotten and how you got them.
Absolutely. So I joined the den back in April, and really things have really exploded for me since I started using some of the techniques that I found there. I started writing sort of to keep my mind occupied when I was on maternity leave a couple of years ago with my daughter, and didn't really get serious about it until maybe about a year ago. When I joined the den, the two things that I did first was I listened to the boot camp, How to Make Good Money Writing Online, and also went through How to Move Up and Earn More. Now, I had done some writing for the Content Mills, and I had done some work for an agency as well, doing copywriting for web design companies. And what I did was, using the information that I learned through those two resources, I began with working on multi-pitch emails. And now I'd love to be able to say that, like Candace, I sent out hundreds and hundreds of pitches and made lots of contacts. But actually, I didn't have the time to do that because we were moving across Canada this past summer as well. I was very fortunate, though. My very first, I believe it was my first or second multi-pitch email, just generated a whole lot of subsequent jobs. And I was just adding it up, and in total to date, I think I've made just under $2,000 from that one email. And yesterday, I just got a response for four more blog posts as well. So that was just awesome.
And what kind of rate are they paying?
So that's actually, that one email generated three different clients. So the first blog post that I wrote, it wasn't a great rate, but it was a lot better than the Content Mills. It was $85, but it had a huge social share thing go on. I had over 500 hits off of it, and that generated a better paying client who I write for now regularly. And depending on what I'm doing, it ranges between $150 and $225. Now, I work out my hourly, because I'm trying to sort of work at about $75 an hour, so that works out really well.
And so what you did is you got a client that had a very popular site.
Yes.
And then exposure brought you an even better paying client.
The third
you got
one,
the one off your marketing, and then that exposure got you another one. And where did the third one come from?
The third one actually came from a reader, someone who read that first article. And they read the article and emailed me directly and told me that they liked the article and asked me if I would do a white paper for them on their product, which was an app, a digital booklet app. So they sent me a copy of the app to play with. I had lots of fun doing that. And they want a white paper. And we're just sort of in discussions about what they want to do from that. I've also, like Josh, was able to get a couple of really good, I think, really good successes from the junk-free job board. Tried to just apply for things that are in my areas of expertise. And so I now have one regular blogging client and in discussions for another one as well. I was really, really happy with that. I think in one case, $75 a blog post. And the other one, it looks like it's going to be ranging between $150 and $250 for pieces that are between 750 and 1,000 words. So definitely a lot better than where I was before.
Yeah, a real far cry from